Hi, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Miami-ish. It's Rissa
and Naima.
Hi, guys.
It's popping, y'all. What it do?
Thank you, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome
What's
back.
Up, y'all? What they do? What's up, girl? How you been,
What's
girl?
What's going on? I feel like we haven't seen each other in a hot minute, but it's just a lot of things going on. That's what's happening.
Girl, we've been trying to get to that bag.
Okay.
First of all. And I've honestly had a stressful week, girl. Stressful. The things that I went through, the things that I do to try to get me a man, girl, is just like, honestly, that's why I just kind of fell back. Like, let me just be about my bag right now, because the things with these dudes is just not, it's not popping, sis. It's not popping. Like, girl.
So what happened? What happened with you?
Girl, so let me tell you this crazy girl. So I met this dude, right? Mind you, when I first met him, I thought that he was fine as hell, okay?
Right, okay.
Fine as hell, girl. And I'm like, damn, you know, I like his vibe. You know, he seems really cool. And to be honest, I didn't think that I was, like, his type, you know? So I was like, I didn't expect anything out of it. You know what
okay,
I mean? I just
like any feedback.
No, I didn't expect any feedback. So when he was reciprocating that same vibe, I was like, oh, shit, like, you know, this is cool.
Right.
So, you know, I was, like, willing to see where it went. So, I mean, I might have not did it in the best kind of light. Mind you, you know, we are millennials. You know, we do things a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, and sometimes you have to kind of tailor the situation depending on who you're dealing with as far as dating. So, in this particular case, I invited him over to just hang out, you know, just chill or whatever. Normally, of course, you know, you want a dude to take you out on a date, but it was just kind of like, I kind of had BS'd on plans between us. So I was like, I just kind of made a fast
fix. You wanted to cut to the,
yeah. I just kind of like, let me make a fast fix. So we ended up talking, whatever. So I make the stupid mistake of telling him like, hey, like, let's go in my room and like watch TV, you know, but I didn't want him to be like, you know, laying on my bed
right.
with his outside clothes on. So I'm like, sir, can you take your pants off? Which, okay, I get it.
In hindsight, you feel.
That's kind of a bad idea. Definitely a bad idea. But I honestly didn't mean anything freaky by it. I didn't mean like, ooh, get in a bed. Like, you know, it was just kind of like, because the thing was, I ended up, homeboy didn't have on draw. So I wasn't expecting that.
Wow.
I wasn't prepared for that. I was like,
wow.
Because if I would have knew that, bitch, are you really think I would have told him to take, I would have been like, let's stay out of the room.
So your point was more so like, hey, like, you've been outside all day long, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Like, you're late, sitting on my bed or whatever. I'd rather for you to take your pants off so that your, like, your dirty pants are not on my bed.
Exactly, exactly.
Right, okay, understandable.
So he's in the bed. So obviously he took his pants off.
Right.
And got in the bed.
And when you... Sorry.
Girl.
When you told him to take his pants off, like, how was his face? Did he give you
He had no contest to that
yeah.
at all.
But was
he
there
was
like,
totally
was
down.
Was there any, like, face where I was like, oh, take my pants off? Or was
no,
just
he
like,
was
oh,
like,
take
he
my
was,
pants off.
He was like, yeah, like, totally, like, yeah, this seems right. Like, so he was totally comfortable with it. He had nothing to say. So cool. Okay, moving on. So
right.
I'm trying to find something to watch. And while me doing that, he ends up falling asleep.
Okay.
So I'm like, boring, but okay, cool, whatever.
Right.
Fine.
And this is what, in the daytime?
Yeah. So I'm like, he's probably tired. You know, he works like at night. So I'm thinking maybe he's just tired from the night before.
Right.
Whatever. You know, no big deal. Remember, like, you know, I'm kind of cool with this guy at this time.
Right.
Child, I get to clean it up, girl. I'm cleaning up, you know, around my room, whatever, because this is my only kind of day off right now. So I'm trying to take advantage of cleaning up my place. So I'm
okay.
like, let me start, you know, straightening up. Child, I'm straightening up. I go back in my room, girl, and I see some crazy shit. Bitch, crazy as hell. I'm like, what is this shit, bitch? His fucking pants, yo, had like a crazy fucking shit stain in it. And I'm like, and I honestly thought my eyes was fucking with me. And I'm like, I went double take and I'm like, I was like, nah, this shit ain't fucking for real. Like, this
Are
nigga ain't got no
Are you kidding me?
But what fucked me up, sis, was his pants was inside out. Because if I had a stain in my shit, I would have, like, at least given
Propped
the courtesy of,
pants,
like,
fold
them up and covered them. He just, like, didn't
he
give
took
a
his,
fuck.
He just took his pants off and just...
And had them inside out. So it was, like, the inside of the pants was showing. Girl, I took a picture of that shit.
Fuck.
To send it to my homegirl, because I was like, just at it, I was, because she always like, don't be believing me and shit when I be telling her this shit. And she'd be like, oh, bitch, you lying. Like, girl,
so, like, did your heart start pounding when you saw that shit?
I almost threw up. Like my throat welled up with like probably spit or food. And girl, I took everything in me not to throw up in my own fucking house.
So I have a question. Disgusted. All right, so I have a question, right? Did it in your head, right? Was there any urge to like get him the fuck up and be like, yo, what the fuck is this
shit? I was scared to death. Scared to death. Girl, how do you tell somebody that you have a shit stain in your pants? Because which I didn't even get to get into. Girl, because this story doesn't even end here, because the crazy thing was that he, okay, so anyway, he had the stain. So eventually I woke him up naturally and told him he had to go. I was like, I have some shit to do. Gotta go, bye.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. Literally, he had some shit to do too, clearly. He clearly had some shit to do. Cause like he had some unfinished business. And then you gonna get in my bed like that? So you know I had to burn that shit, bitch. That shit went straight to the dumpster.
Oh my god. Oh my.
So he kept pursuing me there afterwards, like, you know, like just trying to hang out with me.
And I have a question. So sure. Before you had woke him up, you ain't touch his pants, like prop him up, nothing.
Hell no.
So do you think when you woke him up, so he could put his pants on and leave? Do you think he saw it? He had to have seen it, right?
That's one question that has been just like lingering since this whole incident. Because right. It's like, first of all, you knew them shits had to be there before you came, because you took them shits off in the daytime. So it wasn't nighttime when this shit went down. This was in the morning. This was daytime. So it's like, and then you took them off with no regard to like what the ramifications of your actions could possibly be. Because I just felt like, what the is your problem? So I'm like, dude, you're disgusting. So, and that's another thing.
Okay, but the fact that he didn't have drawers on, that's crazy.
Was very crazy. And then he tried to tell me, which I'll tell you about when I finish telling you the end of the story, that he kind of said, oh, he tried to tell me that. Sir, you did not tell me that.
What are you trying to tell you?
He was like, I told you that I didn't wear underwear. At what point did you tell me that? Because I wouldn't even invite you to go that far.
And most likely you would have kept that in your mind, and you would have been like, oh shit.
I wouldn't want a man's bare booty cheeks in my bed that I just met. Right. I mean, obviously I was asking, you know, for him. I didn't think he was going to get that deep. He got deep quick. As far as like getting all under the covers, like I wasn't wanting to throw up at all of that stuff. I had to disinfect everything.
That's crazy as fuck.
So I did end up bringing this to his attention. This is what I wanted to tell you, which was crazy. I don't know if I told you this.
Tell me.
Girl, so I told him because I was acting very uncomfortable, because he was like, yo, I'm around you and you seem very tense. And I was, girl. Because
this is after the whole situation.
This is after the situation. After he kept trying to pursue me and hang out, and I was trying to hang out with him.
Okay.
So finally I met up with him because I was like, you know, maybe I can tell him what I've seen just to rest my fucking soul. Because right. I was stressed out. Honestly, sis, I really was stressed for that whole, like after I had witnessed that, I just didn't feel right. Like I had anxiety. I almost thought I had to get therapy because
Shut the fuck up.
That shit was traumatic. I felt like, yo,
it's definitely
traumatic moment.
I mean, it's definitely like unique situation. You know what I mean?
Beyond unique. Like these Negroes got to do better. Like I honestly don't get it. I really don't get it. Like
wait, so he picked up on your vibe.
He picked up on my vibe because how many times sis have you really honestly seen me like uncomfortable like around people?
Barely.
So I was acting crazy, sis. I kept moving like I was like,
oh my god.
Like I was acting like a crazy person.
So what did he say?
He was like, because he's like, I'm looking at you right now and you just seem so uncomfortable. He's like, why are you, you know, whatever. So I was like, can I talk to you? Like, are you easy to talk to? And he's like, yeah, I am. Like, tell me. So then what was crazy, he like got us closer, like, because we're at the bar or whatever.
Okay.
And talking, I was like, when you were over my house, I saw something.
Oh, fuck, you told me.
And I was like, I don't know how to tell this because I've never told someone that you have poo-poo in your pants.
Stop.
I've never told someone that. Like, how do you even have that conversation with a grown person?
No, honestly, I wouldn't know how to do it.
Because that's what I said. I'm like, I don't want to be offensive, so I don't know the best way to communicate this. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I've never had to tell somebody this in my entire life, so I have no clue the right way to do this.
Right, right. So and you're kind of like treading lightly.
And basically. I'm scared to death because, you know, I don't know this person, so I don't know how he will react. This is kind of personal.
Super.
So I'm like, yeah, I saw like a shit stain, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, wait, what?
Did you say shit stain?
I'm pretty sure I said shit stain. Said,
like the word said shit stain.
I definitely said shit. Okay. Because there's nothing else it would have been. I didn't sugarcoat it. Maybe poop. I said poop.
No, the first time you said, oh, you said you saw poo poo stain. So I don't know what you said. Words you were gonna use to tell him, you know what I mean?
I
didn't know if there was like a certain word you thought was gonna be like less offensive or like
I said more
approachable,
because I mean I think I was just trying to rip the band-aid off, so I just needed to get it out. So I was like, yeah, I saw a shit stain in your pants and I was very uncomfortable. Fuck. You know, I didn't know how to, you know, react to you. And this is how, and I've had to throw everything away. I explained to him that, because remember he called me. Fuck. I don't know if you recall, but after I saw the poop stain, he still tried to chill with me that same day. Like, as I'm putting him out of my house, he's like, what are you doing later on tonight?
Oh, yes, I remember that. Okay.
So I'm like, And I was like, remember when you called me? And he's like, where are you at? Or what are you doing? I'm like, I'm at Ross. Remember you called me? And I said I was at Ross. I was buying a new bed set because of what I saw from you.
Fuck, that's right. Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, like, and I don't know how to react. I've never seen no stuff like that. You know, I'm a clean person. I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, listen, I'm the cleanest, but like, whoa. I don't have poo-poo stains in my pants. Like, come on. And if you saw that shit from me, sir, judge
me. Please tell me.
I want you to judge me, though.
Yeah, please
like,
tell me. Not to judge, but to definitely let you know.
Yeah, or either or. Yeah. Because you got to be a realist at the same time. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not going to tell you. They're going to judge you. And fuck
it. So what did he say? Wait. Tell me how you finished telling him so I can understand what his reaction was.
He was just like, what? Are you serious? Like, what do you mean? Like, what you saw that? He was just very like, he's like, I'm a clean person. Like, you know, I don't know how that would have happened. He's like, are you sure it wasn't paint, right? That was his first thing. He's like, are you sure it wasn't paint?
Did you almost die when he say that? Honestly,
I told him no, because at that point I was getting frustrated because I have the picture receipt. So you're
telling but you me that say, my eyes is
paint? No, I have not revealed that to him. No, I never did tell him that because... Yeah, I mean that's just really twisting the knife at that point. But I was like, basically, you know, I didn't want to I just didn't want to do too much. But
so he wasn't accepting it. He was more like,
no, he was like, are you sure it wasn't paint? And I told him, I said, I really want to believe that it was paint, sir.
I wish it was paint.
But
the location
of the stain doesn't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're telling me that you got paint inside of your pants. How did you got paint on your dick? Like, what the fuck? Stop playing with me, man. Like, that's crazy, dude.
So then
brown paint?
So then what else did...
Come on, dude. And he's like, he left it at that. He left it at paint, sis. He just was like, nah, that's paint. And
he didn't say sorry or...
He's like, he was just like, he feels really bad that I have that impression of him.
Okay.
But not really acknowledging the fact that there was a shit stain. It's more so like, oh, this is what you think. Like, that's your perception of me. And that's fucked up. That's how he was saying it.
Not so he like, wasn't saying like, damn, I fucked up, my bad. Oh, my God.
No, because I would have honestly respected that.
You would have respected that. And you probably would have given him another chance. Like, damn, like, you know,
everybody's
he probably just had a... shitty day.
Right. Exactly. Literally. I would have understood that. Literally, a shitty day. But everybody that I've talked to, they're like, nobody's going to admit to having a shit stain in their pants. I'm sorry.
Honestly, like, if somebody caught me on some shit like that, which, gosh, you know, I would definitely be like, you know, even if it was like an equivalent of like period or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh my God, that should look serious? Like
he had his period, sis.
I would have been like, damn, are you serious? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, what can I do? Like, you know what I mean? I would be like, I'll just accept it as this did happen. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking embarrassed. Oh my God, but we're adults at the same time. And hey, you know what? Wow, I was really fucking up. Like, I'm never off like that. You know what I'm saying?
Or yes, I would have been more understanding.
You know what I mean? Like, I've just never been got off guard like that. And I would just apologize and just, hey, can we start over? Or, you know, I'm so sorry. That's definitely not how I am. I don't know what the fuck that was. Like, whoa, like, I'm embarrassed. Whatever. But to say, like, oh, sorry, like, that's how you saw the situation and, like, not fully accepted and say...
Yes.
And not say that he apologized. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know? Because at the same time, you did feel comfortable enough for him to, like, come over and, like, chill because you got a decent vibe from him. Like, you know what? We're supposed to chill. skip that shit. Just come to my house. Let's just chill on some grown shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you pretty much got the vibe. Like, he was cool enough to, like you said, to chill, yeah, lay down, whatever. And then he's not going to say, like, oh, you know, wow. Like, oh, damn, my bad. So, no, nothing like that. That's how you ended
nothing.
It.
Just, like, not, and he wasn't saying it in an arrogant way. Like, I'm sorry you feel that way. He definitely was sympathetic, but maybe his ego or his, you know, whatever inside of him, yes, just wouldn't allow him to acknowledge that fact.
Completely, right.
It was like something inner with him. Yeah. And maybe he's not able to get that real with himself to say that, you know what I'm saying, in that moment.
And did you address, like, the no boxer situation?
Yeah, but that's when he responded to me. Like, remember I mentioned earlier where he said, oh, I told you that I don't wear underwear. I don't recall you saying that in our conversation, because I wouldn't have asked you no shit like that.
Honestly,
the hell wrong with you?
Honestly, if he would have came back and said that, like, let's say if it was me, I would have been like, okay, so then this situation has probably reoccurred, because there's no way that you are not wearing boxers in general, if that's how you care to go about your days, that you don't go without a day without staining your fucking pants, if that's the fucking case. You understand what I'm saying?
Girl, and I even told him I was definitely looking to see if today when we met up, if you were going to be wearing those same jeans. Because I was going to say something. No. Goodness, ooh, goodness for him. I mean, I was surprised, honestly, because I was ready. Imagine that my mind was ready to see any fucking thing at that point.
Right.
So if he was wearing the same jeans, I was mentally prepared for at that point. I wasn't going to be surprised. I was just going to be like, damn, bro, you are a fucking nasty fuck. But good for him. He at least wore the different jeans. And it's funny because when I saw him after that, I definitely said, oh, nice jeans, because I'm just not shit like
you
that.
You are so stupid.
Fuck him, because he tried to make it seem like I'm fucking blind and shit. Bitch, I seen that shit. Like, yeah, that's the shit that I didn't
that,
like.
That for me,
that's just like a little grinding.
A little mature.
Yeah, that's grinding my gills.
So then at the end of the conversation, was he still trying to, like, pursue something,
bitch,
with you?
Yes. This Negro was still, like, talking about something. He wanted to give me a kiss and shit. Sir, I don't trust you. Your mouth.
Or anything.
And I honestly, sorry to say, guys, I mean, this is going to sound a little raunchy, but I was definitely trying to get, I was down for getting the neck. I was down for getting a little leaky. You know, I was trying to see what that shit was hitting for. Okay? So, but now I can't even do that shit with a good conscience. Like, bitch, I don't, what the fuck you think I'm going to the kind of college for to go and get all fucked up? Nah. Mm-mm. And I also want to point out, ladies, listen to this shit. Oh, this motherfucker, God, talk about some, he doesn't wear condoms on top of everything
he
else.
He said that?
Yes, this nasty fuck.
Afterwards, he said that? When you guys had that discussion?
At some point in that particular day, he had said that.
Oh, Lord.
And I just remember thinking that after I seen the shit thing, I'm like, oh, and this nasty motherfucker don't wear condoms. Bitch, get the fuck. No, we were not going to ever get anywhere with that. Because I don't fuck without a condom. I'm sorry. Like, you got to be... These dudes be out here really tripping. Like, nah.
Strap it up, ladies and gents.
Especially with Corona hitting Miami, y'all better keep that shit in fucking
mind. Let me tell you something. That shit is...
Yeah, let's get off that shitty topic. Because I can't... I don't want to say...
Honestly, you know what's crazy? Like, as me and you were talking... Okay, first of all, I have to acknowledge that story was fucking insane. As you guys can see this far, like, this is just what it is. Like, you know, we're going to give you raw content. We're going to give you personal perspectives and stories of our lives. We're going to give you... You know, just the entertainment of it all, and just what we are really dealing with on our day to day, which is insane.
Some Miami shit, bro.
Oh my God! So, this coronavirus shit. Well, let me touch on this, and I guess I'll give you my week.
Girl, yeah, because I was long. I didn't even mean to talk that long.
No, that
whatever.
Shit was entertaining as fuck. I'm still trying to come off of
girl,
it.
Girl, you had right me now. Laughing too, though.
I'm still trying to come off it. I do think that, for one, wear some fucking jaws. That's one.
Come on, bro.
He could have saved himself, honestly, with that.
And I also want to tell you really quick his lame-ass excuse. He said that he had a girlfriend that used to do his laundry. They broke up. He worked so much that he couldn't do his laundry. So he's like, he said he spent one day without wearing drawers and he didn't smell. So he's like, oh, from now I'm not wearing drawers. Trifling.
That's disgusting.
And disgusting. Oh, but you expect me to believe that your balls wasn't sweating and I seen it? Imagine his work pants. Nasty,
that shit, that shit's gonna sweat.
But get it to your, because I don't want to throw
that's
up.
Crazy.
I just
that's
ate
crazy.
A good little food, so nah, I'm not about to fuck that up.
Hopefully, if anyone's listening to this and they don't wear draws, please wear draws. Save yourself.
And honestly, and if you're listening
honestly,
to this,
if you get,
booty,
the thing is, we're all grown, right? And there's things that happen to us, personal, you know, whether hygiene, whether being a woman or a man, happen to us. you know, and it's good to be able to talk. I'm glad that you actually did talk to him and you did bring it up. I think that was very mature of you. You know,
and it felt good to tell him. That's when my anxiety went away after telling him.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You know, but then for someone to tell you something like that, people have to understand that it's already uncomfortable to have experienced that and then to tell the person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To say, hey, like, this is why I'm not really fucking with you at the moment, because we got to, like, talk about this. And then the person's like, oh, well... You know, not really saying like, mm-hmm. wow, I'm so sorry. Like, I slipped up, my bad. That never happens. Whatever you got to say, you know, as you're still trying to pursue the person. Like, come on. Nobody wants to be pursued after something like that. And you don't even say or admit like, oh, my God, like that was just a bad day or something. Like, do you mind if we try this again? Whatever. It was more like, oh, it's pain. All this, all that. It's like, man up to your shit, literally.
Yeah, when I seen him, when I said the nice jeans thing, that's what he said. He said, oh, yeah, no, it was paint that day. Like, yeah, girl, he reiterated.
No, he did not.
He
did not.
I didn't say anything. I stopped responding.
See,
I was like,
fuck that.
I was like, because I'm going to hurt this man's feelings. Because that was
not. Imagine if you would have pulled that picture out and be like, that is not fucking paint, sir. That's not paint.
I'm so glad you said that, because on my life, that's when he had me about to show him the picture then, because I'm like, oh, he's trying me, dog. Straight up, I'm finna show him what the fuck is up, but I'm like, let me just save him. Let me just save his whole thing.
Jesus Christ.
Girl, get into your week. I hope it wasn't
shitty. Girl, oh my God. Okay, so, had an interesting week. Right now, you know, we're going through, like, spring break. We have the corona shit popping up.
That shit ain't even real, cuz. But continue.
You know, I mean, I do feel bad for the people who have caught it and are not in good, you
except
know,
Tom Hanks
situations right now. Don't say that. Me and you were just talking earlier about mm-hmm. just getting our lives together. Now this shit wanna fucking happen. Like, I'm over here trying to get my life on 100%, and right. I can't even. You know what I'm saying? We trying to lock it down and, like...
Basically, we're tired of watching porn. Like, dude, this is getting old, dog.
Yo!
We too fine to be playing with our own selves.
We're literally at 90% of, like, having our life at 100.
Girl, right.
And this shit want to pop up now. I can't even kiss no motherfucker at this point. That's sad. Any losers.
Right. I don't know why, sis. I just been really just... Honestly, I just really want some, like... little just tongue action. Like, honestly, I'm good with just that, and I never thought I would say that. Like, just
for me, I need the OD D. Okay, I need the overtime D at this
I
point.
Think just that the dick thing, like the poop pants, like I'm just scared to death of dick, so maybe let me just try something else.
Anyways, so this week I have a friend that I was introduced to a couple years ago, and she's a young mother, career driven, has her shit together, mm-hmm. I think has a kid or two, single, but is in her field, makes money, drives a nice car, has everything set for herself. She met someone who was the complete opposite lifestyle of her. Sometimes opposites attract. And it didn't work out. She dated this guy for a little bit. I'm thinking he was somebody like, probably sold drugs, something like that. You know, who knows? Just a street dude. You feel me? So she got caught up with this dude. They break up because she finds out, you know, he has nothing going for himself. He keeps going into court for stupid things. I feel like if you're going to be a drug dealer or do anything in the streets, be good at that shit. Be good.
Or else give it up.
Or give it up. Yeah, exactly. What's the point of dragging the people you meet and trying to have a relationship and then dragging the person you with through all that bullshit? Either you're good at it or you ain't. If you're good at it, good. If not, stop doing it.
Right.
Because the lifestyle that comes with someone who doesn't know how to hold their shit together or not get caught is a whack life. It's just super whack.
Yeah, agree.
You know what I mean? It's a fucking nightmare. So she got caught up with this dude. They broke up, right? She ended up finding out that he was having multiple relationships with another girl that he would visit from, like, New York and Virginia. She's from Virginia, and the other girl's from New York. So this other girl from New York was observing this friend that I know, Paige, on Instagram for months at a time. She was observing the page, and I think one day the guy slipped up and posted the girl from Virginia, like, quick, couple seconds. long story short, the girl from New York contacted the girl that I know from Virginia and was like, hey, are you talking to so-and-so? And she starts spilling all her information. I've been dating him for this long. He's been coming here. I've been helping him with his court. I've been helping him with this. I've been doing... And they were both pretty much doing the same thing for this same guy.
Oh, hell no. Right? He was pimping both of them?
Yes. So, mind you, the girl's just like, I just wanted to know, you know, if I was crazy or not. And I obviously see that I'm not. And I can see that I'm matching all the time. They got together and basically added up all the times and dates. And they saw that he was cheating and stuff like that. So the girl from Virginia was like, okay, I'm done with this. And thank you for hitting me up. Thank you for being respectful. Cool. The lady from New York just wanted to make sure she wasn't exaggerating whatever mm-hmm. she was already going through with him. So she breaks up with the dude. He can't handle it. Months go on since the breakup, right? Maybe even like a year. And throughout the past 8 months, I've been seeing her, who I thought was recreating new pages. So I'm like, why does she keep making new pages? So I'm thinking, the first page I see, I'm like, oh, she made a new one. She probably stopped using the old one. So I add her. A couple months later, I see another name. I'm like, who the fuck is this? So I start thinking, all right, this is some scam shit. Somebody's trying to use another, you know, her username, whatever. So I ignore the third one. This is months happening, like 8 months. So about a week to 5 days ago, I see her name pop up again. I said, damn, how many pages this bitch is going to make? And I even made a mental note from the previous page that I was going to hit her up and let her know that I keep seeing this, whether it's somebody trying to use her login, whatever the case was. I wanted to let her know, like, hey, somebody's fucking with your shit. So I see it happen. They tag me in something. Her name is there from her username IG page. I'm tagged into something and I look at it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm about to go on my phone and show you, by the way. So, it's a page with her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures of her naked. Videos of her in bed, naked. Videos. I'm like, oh my God. And I already know the drama. I already know what the fuck is going on. And I'm like, yo, this is foul, though. It's fucked up. You know what I mean? And mind you, these no little kids. Grown-ass people doing this shit. So, I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm trying to find it. It's right here. Here's one of them. So this guy, obviously the sourpuss ex, starts posting all this stuff that he has of her in his phone, starts putting captions and like just saying stupid shit, you know, like, oh, deadbeat this, bad that, whore, slut, whatever, calling her all the names in the book. This, what I'm showing you right now, was a video.
No.
Yes. And this is the shit that he was posting and adding people that she knew or just people that he just saw on her IG page and was tagging people. So he tagged me in it and I looked at it and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, you know what? And I went on the comments and I'm like, you need a therapist. I'm like, this is some little boy shit. You need to grow the fuck up.
Right.
Like, you need a therapist and we're too grown for this shit. Like, come on, bro. You're thinking we're in high school? Like, oh, she's a whore. Oh, she's naked. Oh, like, right. Who cares? Like, we grown now. Like, you mad? And this is the rest of it here. So as soon as I saw that, it really boiled my skin. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm like, people still acting this way, thinking that it's really going to make somebody look bad. It's not.
Yeah.
It just makes them look stupid as fuck.
Exactly.
But you're wasting your time posting a grown-ass lady naked when we all, you know what I'm saying? We've just grown. We do what we
right.
do. And that's just,
exactly.
It is what it is. Like, she's not even doing anything that's out of the ordinary. She's just laying in the bed. So it just makes it look so...
Making her look famous and shit.
But it makes the person who's doing it more creepy. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, don't do this shit. You're not going to show your face, so you're a fucking pussy. Like, I hit her up ASAP. I'm like, yo, it seems like, you know, it looks like some ex drama. You know, I'm not sure. Or I don't know if it could be a female, too. I almost thought it was a female, too, because I feel like, you know, baby mamas go into their baby daddy's phone and start pulling files and shit and getting mad.
Right.
Even then, it's still...
Fucked up.
Still stupid. Doesn't make sense. So I hit her up. I'm like, yo, this is what's happening. I got tagged. And I said, hey, right away, I sent it to Instagram to get removed. The page, the pictures, everything. She's like, oh my God, thank you. She's like, yeah, he's been doing this for a couple months now. We spoke on the phone. Me and her got on the phone. She's like, yeah. And I said, I thought so. I said, I thought I was crazy because months ago, I thought I saw your name again trying to add me. I'm like, why should you keep adding me off of these different pages? And after a certain point, I understood what was going on. And she tells me the whole rundown of what happened. He's sour as fuck, obviously. These photos and pictures that he took of her was when he was holding her hostage in a situation that they were in. And he didn't want to let her leave the house and stuff like that. And she finally got away from that relationship and she told me what happened. But for me, the takeaway is, and what I told her, you know, even though I don't know her as well, but I knew her through a friend who, you know, put good vibes on her. Like, she's a cool girl. She seems cool. And I've met her once. So I'm like, you know, the takeaway from this is she's like 32.
What?
Yeah. But she don't look like it. You know what I mean? But her shit's all the way together. She supports herself. She doesn't need anybody. She doesn't need no one's money. And obviously that guy wasn't offering her that. And I'm like, you know, as we get older, I'm like, the takeaway should be, it's nice to like believe in a fairy tale and like have that Disney ending, but we're in real life. You know what I mean? So sometimes the happy ending that we envision for ourselves is not really the happy ending that we need, but more or less how to be with a person and work with them as they work with us. You know what I mean? On whatever the relationship may be, hopefully healthy, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, because through her situation, I was trying to figure out what was it about him that made you continue to talk to him, you know, right, in your years of dealing with him. And she was just like, you know, money's not all everything and money's not this. He was just cool. But I'm like, at our age or where we're heading to in our age, seeming cool is not it.
That's not enough, sis.
I said, I go, not to overstep my boundaries because, you know, who am I? Mm-hmm. But I go, deal with somebody who has something to fucking lose. You have two kids. You're already on the right path. Like, I don't gotta say anything about your life. Like, your life is all the way together. But it's like your choices have to reflect the things that you really want. And I go, honestly, if anybody that I meet, I'm finding myself going to court with them, fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Well,
they already have baggage, sis.
Yes, no, 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 no. And you got kids already? Like, no, I can't. I can't do it. And she's like, no, I learned my lesson for sure. She's like, I don't know. It's just one of those situations, how I planned out. I said, I get it, because shit happens like that. You be thinking, like, I would never be with this kind of person. And then sometimes you end up being with that kind of person. And you're like, fuck, I always said I would never do that. You know? And life shows you that, too. Sometimes you got to see both ends of life to know where not to go to again after you make the mistake that you already knew was going to be putting you in a fucked up situation. So, she's like, no, yeah, you're right. I'm over it. You know, this, that, and the third. But I just thought it was sick.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's why I don't be sending nudes for real now.
And yeah, like,
yeah, you gotta sick. Watch these niggas.
Super sick. Like, for me, it's just kind of like, and once again, for me, when I saw it, I'm like, it's funny how toxic people will always try to use your sexuality to try to tame you to do what they want you to do. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm gonna post pictures of her so she can pick up the phone when I say, or come visit me when I say, because I want to talk to her right now. You know what I mean? And a lot of women are, you can control them that way because they already are suppressed in their own sexuality and they don't feel comfortable with themselves. So when somebody takes something of them that's sexual, like photos, videos, etc., to control them, it does control them.
Right.
Because it's a fear thing. You know what I mean? Right. And I just can't believe that people are still doing that towards people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grown ass man, like, oh. She's like, yeah, he posted all those things because I didn't want to talk to him. I haven't talked to him in months. And he keeps posting things, emailing me, sending me things that he's gonna post. You know what I mean? And yeah, that was a part of my week. But I was glad to see something like that and then be able to contribute to the positive end of it, which was getting it offline, reporting it, letting her know she was cool, she was in good shape, and her being able to move on from that situation was, for me, like, the good parts of that. But yeah, that was like a couple of hours in the kitchen, like just talking my head off to her because it was just crazy. The whole story she gave me, which we don't have time for, but That was an event that happened this week.
Girl, well, let's get into the Miami shit for the week, girl. So I want to get into this article right here, which I thought was really funny, to kind of like on a little upper. So the article says, authorities says a burglar broke into a home and cooked himself an early morning meal and told a resident there to go back to sleep. The home's occupant told investigators he awoke to discover the man cooking and eating sometime after 4 a.m. Tuesday. It was reported the burglar ran from the house when the resident called 911. Deputies tracked down the suspect in a wooded and swampy area behind the home. Deputies say a 19-year-old Marine allegedly entered the home through an unlocked rear door. An arrest report mentioned that the suspect may have been under the influence of alcohol. Girl, could you imagine that shit, girl?
Crazy as hell.
Girl, really crazy. Girl. So, it's no coincidence. It is kind of a coincidence, actually, that I would tell you, like, how my week went as far as how everything went with homeboy. Like, right. Everything went just fucking downhill.
Right.
And basically, it was a deal breaker for me. Like, him having a fucking shit stain is a complete deal breaker. Like, so that's why I wanted to get into, like, this week talking about, like, what's a deal breaker, like, in relationships. Because that, honestly, I feel like that's a no-brainer on it. But do you think that would be a deal breaker like for you?
A deal breaker while you're in the relationship? Yes.
Okay, dating a person. Like, we're just talking on a surface level.
Okay, surface level. All right. Okay, like, so something like that, like what you were just telling me about, that happened to you. For me, for sure, 100% would be a shocker. I definitely, depending on if I'm dating someone, right, and that happens to be the first impression I get of them, mm-hmm. it's gonna be hard to shake. I'm gonna say that for sure. If we've dated and I see, and it seems like I've seen other parts of him that happen to be up to par with mm-hmm. in the hygiene department, I would give that person the benefit of the doubt.
So that wouldn't be a deal breaker for you. You would continually to talk to them.
I would definitely I would definitely tell them about it and see how they respond.
Right.
And if the response is nonchalant, then I would definitely be like, fuck this. You know what I mean? But you have to also get the benefit of that. Like, okay, this person could be having a bad day, or this is just happens to be on my fucking time for some fucking reason. Because there's some things that happen in life and it just happens to just be your experience with the person that it happens the first time for whatever reason with you.
So it's safe to say that's trash. Not a deal breaker for you.
Not right away. No.
Okay.
But if it's the first night, I don't know about that. That's going to creep me the fuck out. And I think I would definitely close that door. Like if I'm with somebody, right? Whether it's, you know, just a hookup or whatever, and it's the first time and I see something disgusting like that, because it doesn't take that for me to say, okay, I don't want to continue talking to this person. If there's other things that show me that someone's hygiene is not up to par before it gets to that level, most likely I wouldn't talk to them, because I'll see like little things like, ew, he doesn't do this after he does that, or he doesn't wash his hands after he uses the bathroom, or he doesn't, certain little things that will put into perspective what cleanliness is, right? To you, to me, whatever.
So what's a deal breaker for you, like, as far as cleanliness? Not washing their hands? Like, what?
If I do see someone not
smelling boofy?
Yeah, if you're smelling funky, you don't wash your hands, I would definitely check it, though. I'll definitely be like, hey, you gotta wash your hands. If I keep seeing something repetitive, like, it's just a part of their everyday, I can't. It is a deal breaker.
Honestly, if we're talking about, like, sex is important to me.
Yes.
In a relationship for me to be dating someone. Right. So I want to be sexually attracted to them.
Yes.
So I couldn't see myself being sexually attracted to someone that doesn't smell good.
Right.
So it's definitely not a turn on, but we're talking about deal breakers.
Right.
So you definitely, if you just kind of smell like outside, I'm not feeling you. Like, you're not going to get that sexual vibe. You're not going to get that sexy energy.
Tension, yes.
You know what I mean? But, like, cleanliness, like, to me, that's a deal breaker because, like, I mean, to go into the sex thing, you know, you want to feel comfortable to get freaky, to get intimate, to do a whole bunch of stuff. And it's like, how really dirty do do I want to get down with a person like that?
You know what I'm saying? Right. And you're already observing other things that are telling you.
Yeah, that's just... I just feel like I've learned at this point in my life that, in my opinion, there's patterns and yes. like everything is kind of related to me. Like one thing like that says a lot about other things. You know what I mean? Like you're not paying attention to right. care to that. Why would you pay attention to other things? You know yep. what I mean? So that same care, number one, your first responsibility is yourself. So if
you're hiding, you can't even take care of yourself. Right.
That's just, that's period. A deal breaker. Right. I feel like, and if that's in the beginning stages, I don't want to give it a chance. And like, I don't want to give you
to see the worst parts of it.
Yeah. I just, I mean, I get it. Like, you know, sometimes like, okay, you want to give a person a chance and I agree too. But if I'm just being, you know, realistic, no, I'm not going to, I don't, I'm not going to be okay with that. I'm not going to be okay with you're not smelling good or you having any kind of stains or like
this,
and you have this dirty stain, fingernails. What about dirty fingernails?
Okay. So, you know, I'm big on the nails shit. So what I cannot stand is someone who bites their fucking fingernails to where it gets to that nub point. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. You're not putting...
Where it's, like, damn near about to turn pink from how much...
And it's all fat and stuff?
Yeah, and the skin swollen. Is, like... Over, yeah, no. I fucking...
Like, alien hands? ET hands?
Exactly. Because also, too, like bringing it back to what you were saying with the whole sex thing, I'm big on foreplay. And I'm big on mm-hmm. on visual stimulation. So, hands, mouth, like... the action of someone caressing, where they're caressing you, how they're caressing you, or let's say like finger foreplay. I'm very much into all that. So when I start thinking about someone's hands touching me or going inside of me or whatever with hands, I'm gonna be looking at your hands. So I don't want these dirty ass or freakishly bitten, severely bitten nails touching me.
So like, is that a deal breaker for you possibly? The nails, the
I just yeah, deal breaker, like we're not talking. Like I just yeah, can't. Because agreed. Like you said, the physical part or like so someone smells good for me also goes along with the vibe that I'm gonna give you back because I'm feeding off of those things, like mm-hmm. you said, smelling good, looking good, nice hands. Like you already can take that and be like, oh, he smells so good. Like I just, you know what I mean? No one ever smells someone that doesn't smell good and gets a vibe off of that. It's just like honestly, you like goes nowhere.
You know what that makes me think of? Like you ever like slept with a dude and like he smells really good and like you still be smelling him on you like,
I love
the
that.
Next day?
I love that.
Love that shit the next day. That's some really that. Like I don't know. That's just some like, but I love that. Like even the next day, even like it smell like you take a shower, right. But it's like you just still smell that.
Oh, you smell them in the pillows, like, in the sheets. Yes, like, I love listen, that.
That shit's fucking hot, yo. Like
pheromones.
I miss that shit, man. But yeah, so do you think like your deal breakers have changed as the years gone by? I think my deal breakers have changed because honestly, at this point, I'm not trying to date a drug dealer anymore. Like, as much right. as I love. Me like a hood nigga, and I've always say that, and I always will, like, you know, I always have a thing for them, but as far as like is for my man, like that's a deal breaker for me. Like if you're right. like selling drugs, like for real nah bruh, like I'm right. not trying to be looking out for
you can't
the
risk it no more.
Yeah, like my nerves ain't the same like when I was a young girl, like you know right. what I mean, like
and just some of the shit
I ain't
that used
about
to
about it
right
nah,
the
I got
same shit
lose,
that used
bitch.
To get you hype doesn't get you hype anymore.
Hell no, like nigga, you gotta like I get it, like we gotta be protecting ourselves, like the whatever, like but I'm not with that extra like
right
you out here being reckless and shit.
That's so
nah,
funny
bro.
That's so
I'm
funny that
that
you that you said that right because like you know growing up. Like, for me, I used to be obsessed with, like, BET, MTV, all the, any channel that showed,
video gal.
Like, you know, music videos. And, of course, like, when you're younger and you envision your life for what you wanted, what you think you want it to look like, you imagine, like, of course, all the money, all the cars, all the bags, all the whatever. And you imagine the person that you're with, you know, decked out, iced out, necklaces, whatever the case mm-hmm. is, whatever that picture is for you. And it's funny because... you would think that's what you would want to attract. Even like, you know, let's say in high school, you got the dudes with the nice big chain and the nice charm, mm-hmm. like dope earrings, like, you know. So you would look at that because, you know, we're still all in our mother's and father's houses. So we go off of like what you got on, how you put shit together, what earrings you got on, what watch you got on, whatever the case was. And now that I'm older and we are in real adult life, Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, like, if you have too much jewelry on, I'm not attracted to that at mm-hmm. this point. I remember I had this one guy that I was dating, and he came over just to come over and chill, and he had on his jewelry, and I was just like, can you take that off? Because we were about to go leave and go somewhere, and I'm like, I don't feel comfortable leaving to go with you anywhere with that jewelry on. I don't like the attention that is bringing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some things, like, on certain people, you don't need that attention from. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, he's already, like, you know, young, good-looking, fit. Now you got, like, chains on and it's just too much. I don't want that attention. Yeah. I don't want somebody looking at you like, oh, that nigga thinks he's hot. Like, I'm going to pull up on him. I don't want none of that.
Yeah,
I want to be safe. I want to be safe.
I don't want the smoke. Yeah, exactly. Right. I 100% agree. Because, like, y'all, some of that stuff be cool. Like I said, when I was young, that was like, yeah, I wanted the hardest dude, whatever. It didn't matter. Like, I wanted the smoke. But now, sis, I just want to come home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to do whatever I do. You know what I mean? Do my podcast, girl. Right. You know what I'm saying? My job. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be out here. I'm not trying to, like, you know, go against the law or whatever, all that crazy stuff. So, yeah, that's definitely a deal breaker for me. Like, and another deal breaker for me is if you don't have your own place at this point. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
For like, me, honestly, that's a honestly, you, I mean, I get it. I'm not trying to hear that you're taking care of your mammy.
Right.
I'm sorry. You need to have your own place, and your mammy need to have her own place. The hell is wrong with you?
Oh my God, so.
You think I want to come in the house, come in to see you and your mom? Like, I got to go say hi to your mom and shit.
I remember, like, for all my fucking life, and especially all my dating life, like, I've always, well, you know, I had the situation with the older dude, so
right.
That already put me in a different state of mind, you know, mm-hmm. way of thinking, way of seeing things. So right away, I didn't even get to experience having, like, regular boyfriends that do live in their mom's house. So right away, the bar was set high as shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But along with the views of my mother and the things that she would tell me about guys and how things should go, even after that situation, when I was able to date back again in my age range, I was already still of the age where I was still doing shit for myself, paying my own bills by 18, 19. I had my first job at 14. Mm-hmm. So even after that first relationship with a guy was older, the next dude I was with, he was living with his moms, and he was just like, I want you to move with me. I want you to be with me. And I was just like, fuck no. I'm like, I'm not going to go live with you. Ew. Like, ew. I'd rather live by myself and I have my own little place. And I'm like, I'd rather stay here than to go move with you and then be fucking you in your mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, you know how things are and blah, blah, blah. And even at that age, mm-hmm. I still wasn't trying to hear that shit. Because I'm like,
right.
If I could bust my ass and have my own space, you can bust your ass and have your own space.
Exactly.
I cannot picture me fucking somebody's son and the mother's in the house.
And she cooking us breakfast the next morning.
No, like, I just
mom
can't.
Mom cook us breakfast. That's weird.
It's weird as fuck. And the fact that, and I don't want to bash.
And my little brother be moving like that.
I don't want to be bashing right. guys or anything like that. But, you know, like, you can't just have that situation and think that someone's, a woman's going to feel comfortable with that. How long can you be comfortable with that if you succumb to those kind of situations in that way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, forever, that has always been the deal breaker for me. Like, okay, we can have fun and kick it here and there, but
never.
Eventually,
not
like,
really.
I'm a want, but
you
I'm,
can meet me
but
out
I'm saying,
with my homegirls.
But I'm saying, like, I'm a want Lil the bro. D, like, in our own personal space.
Yeah, like, I feel like any dude that still lives with his mom that I'm coming across right now, and I'm sorry, yes, in Miami it's hard we get it, whatever, it's expensive. Like, you're bruh, like, you're friend zone
right.
automatically. Like,
right.
honestly, like, dude, never. Like,
right.
And, like, honestly, I'm not even with, like, dudes, like, just putting emphasis on coming to my place. Like, oh, well, you got a place. No. Like, I'm trying to lay up at somebody else's crib.
Okay.
Take up their life.
Right.
Okay.
you want to.
Get their seat. Girl, stop. No, you're not. No, not even. So.
Right.
Girl, that's definitely a deal breaker for me.
For sure, deal breaker.
I'm trying to think, what's another deal breaker for you?
For me, like, manners. We were talking about chivalry mm-hmm. some episodes ago, and you know what I realized?
What?
And I realized it, I think, late last year. I was talking to somebody who I sometimes deal with on and off, and we were just chilling. We're kicking it how we normally do, and he was just doing some weird shit, you know? Like, just in his own little zone. We went to go work out in the gym. and we're driving. Mm-hmm. We go to the gym, and I guess he was like already pumped up, ready to go and shit. And he gets out of the car, closes the door, I guess locks the door, doesn't even realize if I'm walking behind him. And he's pumped up. He wants to go to the gym. He has his headphones on. He gets out the car, but he doesn't check to even see if I'm walking behind him. That bothered me. And I think maybe, I don't know, maybe if I was younger or whatever, those little things wouldn't bother me because I wouldn't even notice them. But I notice shit like that now. Like the just the awareness, I guess.
Yeah.
So when we were walking into the gym and stuff, mind you, this is not my dude. Like, we just kick it when we kick it, but we have a... When we kick it, it's all love. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like... There's no disrespect.
It's a us. It's a dog situation.
Yeah, like, there's no disrespect, or there's no, like, oh, yeah, he's just the... You know what I mean? It's not like that. We chill when we chill, and that's just that. And normally when we do kick it, it's cool. It's fine. Everything's dope, but...
You just didn't like the fact that... I get what you're saying, too, because I feel like... When guys don't take notice of small things like
little
that,
shit.
Or it's just kind of like, you didn't see that I wasn't right there. Like, even if you did make a move, and it's not about you, like, being, like, checking.
Yeah,
like,
and checking, I wasn't saying, like, hold my just, hand or nothing
no,
like that.
Yeah, it's just, like, the fact of, you know, be looking out for me.
Yeah,
as
manners.
A man.
Just yeah. manners. So when he went to the gym, like, I already was getting so mad because I'm like, this dude's not even looking back to see if I'm walking behind him. Like, what the fuck? And I didn't really care to even go to that gym. You feel me?
Yeah.
So he walks in, and I try not to over-exaggerate because at the end of the day, like, in that moment, if I wanted to say something, he couldn't hear me. He had his fucking headphones because he's in the fucking his own world. Mm-hmm. But it got me upset. And I'm like, and it was something else that he did that same time frame. And when we got back in the car, I was annoyed. Like, I almost wanted to say, I don't want to work out. Like, let's go home. Because I, you know, it was at that point.
And it so was, that was like,
and it was so you. Stupid for me. And I told him, I said, you know what? I was like, can I talk to you about something? I go, you know, this happened. You know, you didn't even notice if I was coming or going. This also happened. Blah blah blah. It was something else that happened, and it had to do with like talking or introducing or something weird like that. Something that had to do with like just being social, right? Or being aware. And I said, you know, you should have more regard for me. Like, have more regard. Like, we don't really hang out. When we do, like, pay more attention. You know, you shouldn't be walking all the way over there and I'm over here still at the car. You're already opening the door to go inside. Like, little shit like that is like, I don't need to be hanging with you for anything. So if I do hang with you, make it a reason why I should still be fucking with you when I do fuck with you. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That for me is also a deal breaker, because even from those little situations, it makes me feel like I don't even want to fuck with him if he does cross my mind. It would just be like, don't want to chill with that person today. Like, girl. They come with these little annoying things. You know what I mean?
I feel like I agree. And shortly, I will say that, yes, when a guy is not being a gentleman, I feel like just not being a man.
Right.
That's a big thing for me. Like, you know what I mean? Just with, and that can mean so many different things, which I don't want to get into, but particularly, like you said, being chivalrous. But also another deal breaker for me, honestly, is a small D. Like, and small D / not wanting to use condoms. Because there's guys out there that are like that.
Yes.
I've come across the one that I just mentioned, and there's other guys that will try to force you into having sex without a condom for whatever their personal reasons.
Right, or downplay.
And I feel like that's wrong. I feel like whenever somebody is trying to force you to do something sexually that you don't want to do,
right,
is wrong.
Yes.
Anything that you don't want to do on any level.
Right.
But they should definitely respect the fact that you want to respect your body and you don't want to not use condoms.
100%.
So that's a big thing for me.
Yes,
so.
Same too. I feel like what you just said, with the condom situation, when I hear like, oh yeah, we don't use condoms, or oh yeah, we never use condoms, like, bitch, what?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking paranoid with my health, especially when it comes to the sexual act. I have done everything all my years to still exist on this earth, not to fucking get a fucking sexually transmitted disease,
right,
etc., right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's no way that I'm gonna start fucking with someone out of the blue and then say, oh, I don't want to use a condom just because I don't give a fuck, or just because you're that fucking special. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the point that some guys are like, oh yeah, but you know, oh, we don't have to use a condom, or we're just fucking with each other, right? Or whatever the case is that they feel like they might want to dumb down the use of condoms. Also, too, like, that is a deal breaker for me as well. It's very unattractive. Mm-hmm. I see them nasty. Like, I don't...
Yeah, you don't respect yourself.
Yes. I mm-hmm. see, like, okay, you probably have, like, a million and one things that I could catch right now. Like, what the fuck am I doing with you?
And it's like, and then I feel disgusted, too, especially if you've been making out with that dude. And right. then he hits now you with like, that. Then you're like, nah, hi, bro. I, like, immediately go home and, like, rinse my mouth out with peroxide. Like, nah, you've got me totally fucked up. Like, I'm definitely not going for that.
A deal breaker for me too, that I just thought of as well, for sure. Now that really matters to me when I kind of didn't pay attention to it before, mm-hmm. is respect for the mother.
Okay.
You know, I never thought that, like, when I would study people before, I only studied people according to just them, mm-hmm. not the past, not who their parents were, because I always feel like, you can be a different person from what your parents were, whether you hate your mom, you hate your dad, or you disrespect either one of them. I always feel like I almost thought it had nothing to do with each other. But in a lot of cases, they do have to do with each other. Mm-hmm. So in a lot of cases where I did date certain men that had mother issues, which I didn't realize until later, played a lot into the respect that they did have with their mother and mm-hmm. even the respect that they have for me as a woman, or how they viewed women in general. Which also takes time as you get to know a person with their actions, etc. Or you get to see like what makes people tick when they get into certain situations mm-hmm. that reveal who they are. So with the mother situation, 100% gotta love your moms, take care of your moms, have manners, understand what your place is and what, you know, your place is as a...
Yeah,
as
you
a
definitely woman. Gotta respect women.
Yes, yes, you know. So that for me is also a deal breaker. If I see like disrespect... Like I have in the past in certain situations, like deal breaker is fuck.
And also a deal breaker too is like when we first start dating and you start talking about your ex, like we're yeah. just like doing through a vent session. That's really annoying, especially coming from a man. Like,
you think so?
I really do think so. Like, not even saying like, oh, you don't have to tell me your emotions or whatever, but it's like unpacking that kind of baggage, you know. It's definitely a deal breaker for me.
I don't...
It's annoying.
It depends on, like, the...
Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you how my ex effed me over unless it's, like, a relevant conversation. Or don't right, talk right. about it too long.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because some people can feel like they're still hurt. And they, yes. like, they you just kind of get them started in a way where they just, like, it comes up a lot. Or, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you just feel like, okay. And it's not that you're jealous. It's just, like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, you need to deal with that, you know?
I do feel like there's a time and place to talk about those kinds of things. I wouldn't mind if it happened, like, you know, one big time. You get to vent it all out.
Right.
Maybe you need perspective. Because, like, I see a lot when I talk to men, when I'm dating them, or whether it's on the surface level or deep or not, they talk about certain things about exes eventually as I get to know them. And then I get to kind of see on the outside that they either didn't get closure from the situation and they need to talk to a person, right? Like me, they feel open and I'm going to give you feedback. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And on that type of situation, I will accept it. But like you said, if it's too much talking about the ex, and I'll be like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And thank God I haven't met too many people like that.
Exactly.
The funny thing about bringing up exes while you're dating someone is the reason why I feel like it's almost not a deal breaker if it's not brought up, like you said, like excessively, is it'll reveal like what they went through and maybe what that person needs to work on or what you need to see in that person that's talking to you about that situation, mm-hmm. right? And then right then and there, also, it can also tell you, like, do I want to be in this situation with this person or not? Because sometimes yeah. you can see through the problem right then and there.
And deal breakers, lying, too. Like, just about anything stupid silly shit. Yeah. Also, making things seem like something different than what they really are. Not being able to communicate. Like, yeah. if you can't, like, tell me what's up, passive aggressiveness is a deal breaker. Big,
yo, there's nothing man, that like, gets me disgusting. More tight than passive aggressiveness.
Yeah, like, you need to be able to tell me what's Sheesh. Up without all the, you know, the extras. But I honestly feel like I can go on and on about my deal breakers. I feel like we might have should have wrote them down before.
No, I mean, I like the discussion because it's like, it also kind of reminds me what my deal breakers are, even though I kind of
been out of the dating scene. It's good to keep it in the forefront of your mind so you don't go for some bullshit.
Exactly. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Definitely like from, okay, one big deal breaker. I'm gonna talk about deal breakers like after you got everything going, your relationship is good, whatever. Everything's cool, right? You made it past all the bullshit. Is when you start to care for the person that you're with and now you really give a fuck about them. Opinions, how they feel, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Even to your day-to-day of what you do that could affect them, good or bad. And you guys already have this bond and you're able to talk to each other, but when it gets to a serious point and then you're not able to communicate the criticism, right? Let's say you see something about them and you're just like, hey, you know what? I noticed this about you. And I think, you know, maybe you should go about it like this. And then they deflect right away. I hate that because it makes me feel like if we're two people trying to connect, to have a relationship, and I can't give you like a critique without you fucking, you know,
agreed,
either like internalizing it or just like, what, huh? What did you say? I didn't hear that. Like, as if I didn't fucking say what I said. I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
Because it sucks because you have to get so deep first for that to happen. Because then you have to care. You have to give a shit. And then if a person can be like, oh, okay. Like, even the situation is as light as that situation with the dude.
Yeah, just acknowledge
it. He wasn't even like, oh, wow, really? Like, when I'm wrong about something, I'll be like, oh, fuck, for real, I didn't realize it. Or, you know, it's not all about like, oh, yeah, you're right, or no, you're wrong. It's more about like, really, that happened. I didn't realize it. Great suggestion. I'll pay attention next time. Little shit like that that can get a relationship from a good level beyond the shallow end to get deeper. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
And you can get to more important things.
Agree.
You know? So that is one thing that I fucking hate. And can be a deal breaker. Because if I can't tell you shit and you don't want to get better, then we're wasting our time.
Exactly.
Now we're back at fucking square one.
Right. True.
Very true. What are the deal breakers that you feel like have brought your relationships to an end?
I've never ended a relationship based upon a deal breaker. I've been pretty silly, and obviously I feel like I've ignored my deal breakers. That's why I've ended up in the situations I've been, honestly, because the deal breakers, I just ignored them, you know what I mean? Obviously, right. And the signs, and you know, you have all these kind of telltale
signs.
The red
flags.
Child, yeah. So that's why I've gotten in the mess that I've been now. So now I am paying more attention to my deal breaker so that, you know, I'm more aware of my happiness and where I need to be and knowing that if I'm in a good situation or not.
Right.
Because some things just ain't for you. You know what I mean? Just like the situation with old boy, like, you know, he was cool on every other front, but like, that's kind of like not going to work for me. Like, I just never really would trust that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see how there's any coming back from that particular thing. And there's, you know, like I said, there's plenty of other things. Like, I don't know if I don't think that I've had a deal breaker with someone. I mean, that they've brought to my attention. Have you? Like, have you ever had someone say like, oh, like, this is what you did, and it's just like to a deal breaker for me?
Not that I know of. I've never... Now I gotta think. Any person that has ever probably had a deal breaker over me is probably them wanting to control me, and I'm not letting them. You know what I mean?
Right,
Something like that. Or like... You know, you have to pick up my calls or you have to do this and that and the third, like, and seeming as if it's gonna be a deal breaker. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, building it up like to that ultimatum.
Yeah, like building it up to that point, and it's just like, no, bitch. Get
Girl,
the fuck out of here.
I honestly think there's more, and I feel like I need to explore that more just to make sure so I know that I'm manifesting the right man in my life so that I'm not getting no crazy
for
stuff
sure.
going
but
on.
For sure. You know, it's crazy because, like, deal breaker lists can go on for so long.
No, I really, that's what I was saying. I mean, it was crazy. Like, at first I thought, okay, I just had a few, but now, like, you know, but yeah. On the flip side, we'll talk about, you know, some positivity, you know, as far as like what we would like.
Well, like the opposite of a deal breaker?
Exactly.
Like, what can we call that? I don't know what to call that.
I don't know. We got to think. Something that makes you go think well. On that.
For me, like anything that's not a deal breaker is just something like if someone's like super understanding. Like I've been in relationships where like I always thought I wouldn't fuck up and do anything. And like, let's say I fuck up and I say something wrong, or I fucking like something that where I do something wrong and I'm like, oh shit, like I'm wrong for that, you know.
Shit.
The opposite of the deal breaker situation would be for me like someone who's like super understanding.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like someone that's understanding, that really gets like what I'm going through and can realize that I'm being sincere with the way that I'm going about things, whether it's like apologizing or realizing something, and they're like, oh no, like I get it, like who can sympathize. I fucking love that, like, because I feel like you can't really find that in general in people. And if I find that like in a dude, I'm just like like I feel like I don't want to do bad ever again, like by that person, even if it's just stupid shit. It could be financial, it could be not saying something because you're scared that they might judge you or whatever the case may be. If I find someone who's understanding, I think that's just like, that's good for me.
Girl, well, I think we need to wrap up the episode. I think we kind of talked a little bit
long. You don't
want to
share for you? You tired?
Girl, not even just tired, but like, it's just me. I just feel like I could honestly go on and on, and I don't want to just keep like, it's almost like I don't like damn body. You know what I'm saying?
To end it on the good note, you got to say something that's the opposite of a deal breaker. Something that will make you want to be with a dude and be like, oh yeah. Oh yeah, he could be the one.
Okay,
because that's like that's pretty much the opposite of the deal breaker. Like someone who
he has
really
to smell good, look good. I mean, I feel like that's definitely something that we can go on about on another episode too. Right. But really quick, I'll just say one thing: he has to smell good, look good
for sure. That will keep you like, damn, but that nigga smells good. That
yeah, like if he like puts effort into his looks, I feel like he put efforts into other things as well. Hopefully.
Oh, that's what it'll stick hopefully, out that much to you.
Like certain things mean other things to me. So
heard.
But I want you guys to also share what you guys think your deal breakers
yes,
are.
Yes, please. And you know what? When we drop this episode, I would like the guys to weigh in too. I really, because we're girls, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure we're seeing a lot of things that, of course, women would say, right? But it would be dope to hear like the other end of like what men pay attention to or what the deal breakers are or were. So please. Please give us fucking feedback on our Instagram. Subscribe, please.
And give us some feedback on, what is it, iTunes? Yeah, podcast.
Yes, iTunes,
give us some
Spotify.
More comments on there. Also, hit us up. Again, our Instagram is Miami-ish Podcast.
_.
And if you want to follow me, you're right, that.
It's
you know,
Miami-ish _ Podcast, guys.
That we know of. But and mine is, my Instagram is yellowbone_X.
I need to get a more simple IG. Mine is XONAYIMAXO.
And you've been listening to the Miami-ish Podcast. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See you guys next time. Bye. Okay, Nikki.